Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on that Tuesday night to rock out with us, either via phone or via web. We appreciate you. We couldn't do this without you. So we do appreciate all that you do and just taking time out to vibe out with us. And we're going to have a good time tonight. So I want you guys to do exactly what my homeboy Cartier Jesus said. Kick back, relax, and let's have a good time. So with that being said, let's get it.
It's the
Ill Nation.
Been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself. You better respect yourself to all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that erect my path. Get it? Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider. A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit.
Yo.
But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around in G, telling my peeps the news that they will keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues.
Yo.
Sip and Tarika said you got it, Briscoe. Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said you got it, AB. Said you got it, Vaughn said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Mia said you got it, Bree said you got it, London said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I got it. Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then I'm blessed. Is coming right down,
yeah.
Cause ever since the cypher, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. Ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that Illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight.
Hey,
y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turning turn into an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again, but right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay slow and stay calm, still claim it's the win. It's Io Nation, dream chaser, hashtag it, Mr. Future Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane like everybody said. You gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Will.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
Turning point, that soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me,
keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Thinking out loud, ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, move in the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the maze. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankles. Got with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking.
Baby, that I had to call my name and show you that I win.
You're
love
of mine.
All those times I said that I loved you.
You're love of mine.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried.
You're love of mine.
Even though you knew I'd die for you.
You're love of mine.
Yes, I cried. Yes, I cried.
This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I just want to encourage everybody who's listening via web, if you want to get on the line, please call 323-642-1532. We have a slew of people on the line. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody. Just know that this is not a poetry show. This is a cypher. This is a Lyrical Cypher. So you're going to hear music. You're going to have all genres of art. So if you're a comedian, share some comedy, make us laugh. If you're a singer, please feel free to sing. If you're a rapper, please feel free to rap. You're a poet, spit, you know, do your thing. But you tell short stories, please feel free to do that as well. Only thing we ask you to do is keep it clean so we can stay on the radio. But other than that, we want you to do you. Because we're all grown here. We're going to have a good time tonight. And I'll be hitting you guys with some nuggets a little bit later, but not right now. And I also want to open up the open mic lines and shout out lines. So what I usually do is I do my best to pay homage, shout you out, say thank you for calling in, appreciate you for calling in. If you feel free to get on the mic at this time, you can do that. But if that's not what you want to do, that's cool. But don't hang up because we got a good show for you tonight. So hope you guys are having a good Tuesday. If not, hopefully we can turn that frown into a smile. So let's get down. All right. So we got 413 on the line. What's up? What's up? We got, is that Enlisted Media in the building? What's up? What's up? This is China. I don't know if they hear me. Is that Dion and Toy? I'm not for sure they heard me. So I want to get big. What's up? What's up? We got Miss Burnett on the line. How you doing, Miss Burnett? Ms. Burnett, can you hear me? All right, you guys. I don't know if y'all can't hear me on the line. Let me know.
Whatever you're searching for, you won't find it here. I admit something keeps pulling me back into your atmosphere. I'm really good at mistakes. All the marks I left on the page, they seem to never wanna disappear. Why do you still come on spout when all I do is push, push, push you away? I really, really wanna take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Yeah. I'm afraid to stop.
All right, had to do a brief little intermission. I wanted to make sure everything was good in the studio. And I've been told you can hear me, so I thank God for that. So with that being said, we're going to open the open mic lines for, let's see, we got Carlos DMX, a poet, you on the line. What's up, what's up?
Yes, yes, yes. How y'all doing? I'm here. China.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. But hey, if anybody, look, y'all been looking at Facebook. And now I see everybody going to the club on Facebook.
Nah, I didn't know nothing about it.
Yo, they can't go nowhere. So everybody been going to the clubs and everything on Facebook. They can't do nothing. So we should have some listeners tonight, man. You know what I mean? If y'all ain't, if they
yeah,
ain't
we got a lot of listeners.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So, yo, I hope everybody, look, man, y'all keep your head up out here with all this craziness that's going on right now, man. Hey, and help it. I know everybody's seen it. It says stay at home. We might not want to, but hey, stay at home, y'all.
Indeed.
Stay at home and just wait this thing out. That's all we can do, man. But keep your head
that's
up.
Right.
Keep a smile on your face. Keep your smile on your face, man. Enjoy that time that you get to spend with your family that you don't always have to do. I mean, this might be an eye-opener. The way I see it, it's an eye-opener for everybody.
That's right.
Everybody could, you know what I mean? You get a chance to spend time with the family that you haven't been doing. You know what I mean? So now, sit there, enjoy that time with your mom, your kids, and your relatives and stuff, man. You know what I mean?
That's right. You got something for us tonight?
I might have something for you the next round, man, because you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Y'all know me. I don't want to drop nothing. No, you can play one of my tracks or something, China, if you don't mind. But at the same time, I got some new folks that's checking out your the show over here on the West Coast, man. And before you know it, China, I have you flying over here to do some show to help us one night. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Indeed.
But, yo, everybody keep your head up, man. Keep your head up and stay positive, y'all.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you. Everybody, that's Carlos. I call him DMX the Poetry because he sounds like DMX. All right. But he calls himself Carlos the Poet. And I got another caller on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China. I got a 413. What's up? What's up?
Hey, China. How you doing?
Doing good. Is this Toy?
Yes.
What's up, lady?
Not much. I just came to support, and I brought a poem.
All right. Good, the floor
and is yours. This poem is called Heart of a Fighter. I've been abused, been called every name except the child of God, enough dirt thrown on my name to bury me. Still, I came out on top. My Savior said, if they hate you, remember they hated me first. I hurt, cry, bleed, just like everyone else. Through the grace of God, I'm alive. I fought with his help. He gives me strength. No matter how many times I've been backed into a corner, still I fight my way out and stand strong in faith. In peace.
I love that piece.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, anytime. And thank you for having me on your show on the second. It was amazing.
Oh, it was my honor. We got to have you back again.
Please, please, please. I'd be honored to come back, most definitely. And thank you for calling the show. Everybody, this is Toy Honey. She's with Enlisted Media and also The Honey. She is the founder and CEO of The Honey Spot. You guys got to check them out. All right. And I got another caller on the line, Miss Nikki in the building, all the way from California. What's up? What's up, Miss Lady?
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm great. I'm great. I can't complain. If I do, it ain't going to stop nothing, so I won't. Yeah. How's your week going?
It's actually going great.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, how about yours?
It's going. It's going. It's raining out here, you know. They say it never rains in Southern California, and we're getting our share of it, you know.
Uh-oh.
It's supposed to rain.
Let me find out,
yeah.
Tony.
Okay, right. quick announcement before I go into my poem. My church, Greater New Life Christian Center, we give out food to the seniors on Thursdays and to everyone else on every second, third, and fourth Saturday. And it's called Helping Hands Feeding Children, Free Food Giveaway. This is in Lancaster, California. Our address is 45127 10th Street West. And that's in Lancaster, California, for anyone. And I absolutely mean anyone who is in need of food. Come on down. Check us out. We're here for you. In this time of, you know, need, we're giving away plenty, plenty of food. So come and check us out.
All right. Did you want to share anything else?
Yeah.
Not yet. Okay, go ahead.
I can do it now.
Okay.
Okay, this one is called Locked In on Faith. Here goes. January 1, 2020. Parties, fireworks, booze, and drugs. Making plans and promises to do things differently from the way it was. Nobody knew that their lives would feel so strange. Now here it is, April 8th, 2020. Many lives have been forever changed. COVID-19. Man, is this one of those bad dreams? Everyone has to be at home, staying safe. Well, for me and mine, we're locked in on faith. You must have faith the size of a mustard seed, because in the end, God is the only one you really need. With this pandemic going on, people are dying daily, fighting over tissues, masks, gloves, sanitizer, and bleach, when others are trying to stay alive and being 6 feet out of reach. Lock in on faith. God has the last word. So take this time to find yourself. Find out who you are and pick up your sword and read. Families are being united. Relationships are being restored. I look at this as God's great reward. I pray for those who have suffered and don't know his name. I pray for those angels with wings they finally gain. And to those who think this is all still the government's game, this is real. Not over just some ridiculous wall. This can happen globally to us all. So don't go out on the streets just to roam, not unless you absolutely have to. Come on, y'all. Please just stay yourselves at home. That's it.
Thanks for sharing, Letty. I like that piece.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. All right, everybody. We got some more calls on the line. I got Unique in the building. What's up? What's up, sis?
Hey, just got off work. Nothing's really up. Just still in retail, still doing my thing, still, I don't know, just still. I have a poem, my dear.
All right.
All right, it's called Bare Soul Challenge. Once upon a time, days were oh so long. Angels were sharp and wit was sharper. My soul I wore on my sleeve, here for any who saw me. Aging and following dreams, learning to hide souls in places unseen, pushing ideals of others in this world, giving freely that which no longer belongs to me. Needless acceptance of what others think, the days grow shorter and time passes, the soul into the next world. None of these memories matter as much as the ones where soul touches soul and the hidden come out to play. A smile in the darkness, a lost thought drifting on the sea, as we sleep through our day with nothing on our mind, learning to be in the moment. When did we lose that lesson? Pieces of my soul torn between faults, but not really even here. Questions unanswered because they will never be asked. The truth boldly shown with no one to notice. Lonely in a crowd, not real for me. Lonely in my head, ha, not a possibility. My soul is here for anyone to see me.
I like that. That's very transparent.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everybody, Unique in the building, thank you so much for calling in. We got another caller. What's up, what's up? We got Sweet D in the building. What's up, lady?
Hi, Tyler.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Well, please enjoy the show. All right. We got a couple more calls on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China. Is this Enlisted Soldier? I thought I told you.
Yes, it is. How you doing, China?
What's up? Hey, what's up, Dion?
I'm chilling. What's up, China?
I'm doing good. I got to do your voice. I'm chilling. What's up, China?
Stop billing, chilling.
Hey, chilling like a villain.
You're right about that one. Because I keep it incognito.
Oh, my God. Neville.
No, my goodness.
Did you have a poem for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's get it.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. The gleam of words that stimulates thought. The horizon. Being like a human musical melody, but its songs are not wrong. Variations of sound when falsettos are deep, when screams are high, when pigeons have wings, but we think only eagles can fly. Words depicts while we kill. With our dedicated doctrines and laws, two sides of a coin, heads are chopped off as well as tails. So who is more human? Two words, we are all just who we really are. A silhouette, a signal of please don't forget. Or in my regret, I haven't said these words yet. We hide behind as we draw lines that we cannot cross. Words are powerful. As we try to manipulate, truly, the real boss can't turn it off, on or off. Impulse, music of life.
That was dope, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, China. Commemorate National Poetry Month, trying to get into this poetic phase, you know.
I gotta roll with y'all. Y'all making me step my game up.
That's right. Charlie, you always we try to step up to your game. That's why we came up on here. We was like, hey, we gonna get it. You know what? Iron sharpens iron, and I know it's Natural Poetry Month, so we gotta hang around with the great poets, you know.
Man, we're hanging around with great poets right now. Let's get it. All right, so with that being said, y'all ready to rock? We about to go ham.
That's right.
Let's get it.
Peace.
The Black Salamander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. but he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new, something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say, the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses station.
Code blue, 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 blue.
Sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news, it was evident and destined to take place, just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing profusely. Ears drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation when they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're going to talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself and embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words,
and somebody turn the troubles up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speak it loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stops, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay your message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on a new deal. I'm loving life, see it twice, but I need a will. To put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again, the mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if
y'all.
If ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Is this thing gon' mic check?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Don't hear me, yo. Mic check. One, two.
What's up, MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rock him, God MC. R-A-P,
rap,
H-I-P,
H-O-P,
ha. Ill will, yeah, that's me,
spell it out,
so they can see it but never believe it, blaming on the service, not a message, they never receive it, way over there, cause my voice ain't strong
hey,
enough,
yo. I come to you, but it's short ain't long enough.
Turn me up another notch, please. Not kinda cocky. The other way, please stop G. Before I drop the mic and start fool around. Everybody wave your hands and move in the crowd. Moving the crowd. Moving the crowd. Wave your hands in the air for moving the crowd.
Hey,
they ain't looking, so I know they ain't listening. This is thing on me, I must be whispering.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if
y'all.
Ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Is this thing gon' mic check?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Don't hear me, yo, mic check.
One, two.
I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on. I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on.
Let's go.
Trying to get back to this grind. Trying to get back every single time. Trying to get back to this flow. Ill Nation, but they don't hear me though. Trying to get back
to this grind. Trying to get back every single time.
Yeah.
Trying to get back to this flow. Ill Nation with Darren Vito.
If you don't learn one thing, please learn this.
Learn some.
Ill with the illest and I run this.
Run some.
Talking about the path that I'm going on in my three stripes.
Rapping hard.
Yeah, I'm going strong.
Three.
Some people do it for the lights. Where you like that?
Where you like
some
that?
Some people knock it out the park. Bring it right back. I don't compete like that. See, I got something to say. I grab the mic and give mic check.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if
y'all.
Ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
Do.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video.
One, two.
Is the thing on mic check?
One, two.
Don't hear me, yo. Mic check. 1, 2.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, make your dreams dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just, I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, looky here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have got to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around, but God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember, giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Anxious, eager, hot like fire, yet warm, gentle, loving you was my desire. Our eyes met like together at last, finally free from our things of the past. Caressing and kissing me, yes, you have arrived. Falling for you was easy, but that's no surprise. Like a moth to a flame, burned by the fire. My heart was yours. Can you feel my desire? I was cold as ice, not caring a bit. Not to blow my own horn, but yes, boo, your girl back in the day, I was the But you came along and sparked my burning fire. I'm glad that I'm the one that you desire. Your love is like my drug. I can't get no higher. We're no Cookie and Lucius, but let's build our empire. Baby, I'm forever yours. That fire that I desire.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me. Release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
I want to ride on the cloud. I want to see heaven at its best. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to smile at the angels. I want to hear the music playing every day, not just on a Sunday. I want to see no more rainy days, no sorrow, no killing. I just want to continue to be life at its stealing, stealing for the words of the skies of prosperity, turning evil into good, and let good stay good. learning my strength for all that it is and what it can be. What it could is what it is. That's why I stand tall and smile. Don't need no fans. I'm my number one fan. I understand that I'm doing this, me and Jesus. He's pushing me to the worlds of prosperity, keeping my mind great, keeping me stead on the best things of life, not those things coming up strife. With my strength, I understand that my life is worthwhile living. Still here, I'm stealing the words from the atmosphere, and I'm putting them into play so you can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you can live another day. Truth.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you've heard thus far with the different rounds that we have done and also the live performances that we have had. This is actually the very last round. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show and are enjoying the show. Feel free, if you're listening via web, we can't see you, but we do appreciate you. I can see the stats later. So I just want to let you guys know I thank you. Even though I can't see you on the line, I do appreciate the thousands of callers that we do have that call in on Tuesday nights. I'd just like to pay people homage now, give you your flowers now. And for everybody who's listening via phone, we appreciate you. And so anybody that is feeling a little nervous about getting on a line and performing or doing your poetry, comedy, whatever it is that you do, just know that we can't see you. You know, but you never know what you have to say. My meat might be exactly what someone needs to hear. So feel free to call in at 323-642-1532. This is the very last round. So with that being said, all the poets, all the artists, all the rappers, the singers, comedians, the whole nine, whatever it is that you have, feel free to share that. And also, for anything you have going on in your community, I am going to share basically what Nikki just shared earlier for her church, just kind of letting everybody know to come out to Helping Hands Feeding Children. This is sponsored by Greater Life Christian Center, and that's out of Lancaster, California. And the address is 45127 10th Street West, Lancaster, California. Feel free to call 661-317-5915. This is a free food giveaway. It says that they give out food every second and fourth Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And also for anyone over the age, well, 55 and over, they do that for them on Thursdays from 9:30 to 10:30. And also it says here, bring an empty bag and they will fill it for you. I think that is an awesome thing going on. There are a lot of different churches who are doing things like this in so many different places all over the United States. I think it's amazing how we're collectively coming together. And this actually walks me into my nugget before we get off the line. So again, please check out Greater Life Christian Center out of Lancaster, California. If you are there in that area, we do have people calling from California. So please check that out. And I just got corrected. It is every second, third, and fourth Saturday. So I just want to make sure I got that correct. And thank you, Nikki, for sharing and let me know. She said they added another Saturday. It's every second, third, and fourth Saturday. So just make sure you guys check that out as well. For Illusions, you know we were supposed to have our Illusions 11th anniversary show. I can't believe it's been 11 years, but I'm so grateful. I know we haven't had that yet, but we are working on a virtual project. And so hopefully we can do something virtually, but either way, and I think I already said Greater New Life Christian Center, but I just want to make sure you guys, you wanted me to tell you again, but kind of forgot what I was just saying to you guys, but we are working on a couple projects, and I will keep you guys posted with what we're going to be doing next with that. Now, another thing, too, as far as, like, inspirational nuggets or different nuggets, it might not always be an inspirational nugget, but it just might be a nugget. So this is a nugget I want to drop with you guys. Like I say, as I learn, I grow. I try my best to share it with you. Hopefully you can use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But the nugget I have for today is it's basically biblically, but everything that's going on, I just encourage you guys, like, I'm learning to lean not into my own understanding. Right now, there are a lot of things that are going on in this world outside of, like, COVID 19, just in life in general, a lot of things that are going on in life that we don't quite understand. And I'm actually leaning on God to help me through it. And just choosing not to, just piggybacking off what I said last week, choosing not to be fearful about it. I'm just choosing to trust the process. You know, so basically I'm just encouraging you guys, if you will, like, not to worry. I know it's hard. You know, I know only thing we can do is do our part. But just encourage you guys to, you know, send a hold on and trust process, do your part. And we know, I believe God's going to bring us through all this. And I'm just trusting that. And right now, maybe this is a time for us to collectively come together and love one another, you know, and do better at loving ourselves, do better at loving ourselves. And right now, I'm just taking this time to love me better as well, you know, and spread that love that I'm giving to myself. I'm going to spread to you as well. That's what I'm constantly doing. And that's what I'm going to continue to keep doing. So hopefully that helps somebody today. You know, but with that being said, let me shush up and let you guys sign out for me. So with that being said, we have Miss Burnett. Just want to make sure I speak to you. Hey, Miss Burnett. Don't know if she can hear me, but just want to give you a shout out. And Toy, honey, did you want to, what's up, Toy? Did you want to share anything before we roll out?
Make sure you guys look up on Facebook, my group, The Honey Spot. I'm looking for people who is looking to share their stuff.
We appreciate that. So if you want to be featured on The Honey Spot, please check out The Honey Spot on Facebook. Most definitely check out Toy Honey. All right. And Carlos, did you want to share anything before we roll out?
Yo, man. Well, I just tell everybody to stay positive, y'all. Stay positive, y'all.
Indeed.
I have something, some new writings and stuff, man, for us next week or whatever, man. But I just want everybody to keep their head up and stay positive, y'all. That's the only thing I can tell everybody. Stay positive, man. Keep your head up.
Indeed. All right, Nikki, did you want to share anything?
No, I'm good for this week. I'm going to keep writing. My mentor has told me via China. I will have something new for you guys again next week. Stay
All
tuned.
Right, Lenny Blue. We appreciate you. All right, just going through the line, making sure. Unique, did you want to share anything tonight?
I got one more poem for you, and as far as nuggets and inspiration and all that beautifulness, like everybody's been saying, just stay positive, guys. No matter what's going on, no matter how many deaths are coming around you, no matter how many people just can't figure out how to stay home, and so now everybody's worried and all that, Don't worry. We will all bounce back. It will be what it's supposed to be, and we are going to get through this. Don't let the government make it worse for you by telling you that everything is bad. It's not. It is not as bad as you picture it to be. It is hard, but it's not as bad as you picture it to be. For everybody
right.
that has loved ones that is in dire situations, just continue to pray for them and ask that they come out of it healthy, and ask that those that may not make it out healthy, let them not suffer. That's what I ask in that situation.
Amen.
Suffering is where people worry too much. So let's just ask for everybody to not suffer if you have to have a loved one in that situation. And it's not like it's our choice. It's not like we get to go, okay, you get this and you get that. It's not like like we get to say, okay, I'm going to jump off the Empire State Building and break an arm, or I'm going to live. We don't get that choice. We are literally just dealing with day-to-day situations and issues. So it's hard, but it's not impossible. It's hard, but we are going to be okay. So this poem is called Hard But Real. It's hard to see the big picture with all the pieces scattered across the floor. It's harder to hear the love beating rhythm in the heart when all around you people are shouting their own rhythmic beat. It's hard to taste or even to breathe when the air is stale and cupboards are bare. It's hard, but it's real. It's hard, and each day that you make the choice to make it to another day is a great day. The end.
Amen.
So, as hard as it is, as much as we do not want to go through it, one step at a time.
That's right. So we appreciate you, sis. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love you too. All right. And that is so true. You know, I don't know another way to say it, but that she said it all to a T. I just want to give a big shout out to my god sister, Nancy. What's up, Nancy? With that being said, I'm going to play this last track, and I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Please tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. That's something that my uncle, God rest his soul, he died last year. My uncle Maurice used to say all the time. So I'm going to add that. Just paying homage to him is to ask you guys to tell a friend. Tell a friend about what we're doing. Tell a friend about just encouraging a friend. Like, tell a friend about lyrical facts. Tell a friend about some positivity. Like, just tell a friend something, you know, to keep them on the path to stay positive and to stay focused and continue to tap into your gifts and get closer to God, you know, because right now this is that time. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to close out like this. You guys keep growing, keep going, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep having fun, and keep enjoying life. Enjoy life in spite of what you see. Have faith. With that, you guys, be blessed.
Yeah, he knows. Now I know, and you know, we all know that he knows. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? 'Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing? Yeah. But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know, nah, to take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because he knows, I know, he knows. Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find, but it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark, soulfully beautiful. Sad to say, I had to say if, 'cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, 'cause somebody else is watching. Let's you. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? 'Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows. Hey,
I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? It's your boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. It grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who is your question, but it really should be what is next. But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for affirm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
You choose strength that you can go through with it. He already know, so go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year. Woo. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I helped so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions. Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote. And if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength that you can go through with it. He already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know. He knows.